The Biden administration's Environmental Protection Agency just adopted the new emission standards for heavy-duty trucks last December. On Tuesday, the House of Representatives gave final approval to Senate Joint Resolution 11, a measure to rescind the new EPA rule. Republican Bill Johnson of Ohio presented the measure on the House floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in support of SJ Res 11, which rescinds EPA's rule requiring impractical emission standards for heavy-duty trucks with huge new restrictions on F-250s, semi-trucks, and everything in between.
The EPA rule raises standards for toxic pollutants from heavy-duty truck engines, including unhealthy nitrogen oxides, ozone, and particulate matter linked to heart and lung problems. Republicans say the rule places an expensive burden on truckers. They also argue that higher costs would be passed on to consumers, leading to more inflation.
EPA's regulatory efforts are just the latest step by the Biden administration to electrify the transportation sector and burden American families in the process.
Democratic lawmakers disagree.
It's hard for me to imagine that the majority is so set on repealing a rule that will literally save lives and improve the health of millions of Americans across the country. But unfortunately, that's what we face here.
Frank Pallone is a Democrat from New Jersey. He says the EPA's rule is expected to prevent up to 2,900 premature deaths, nearly 7,000 emergency room visits and hospital admissions, and 18,000 cases of childhood asthma, altogether saving $200 billion in health care costs.
But now Republicans are moving ahead with this last-ditch attempt to prevent the EPA from protecting Americans' health. They've been putting polluters over people since the beginning of this Congress, and this is just another unfortunate example. This Republican bill would have dire consequences for EPA's ability to fulfill its mission to protect public health and welfare from dangerous pollution. If enacted, this resolution would repeal the rule and prevent any substantially similar future action by EPA. And that outcome is simply not acceptable. Thankfully, President Biden has already vowed to veto this resolution.
Democrat Nanette Barragan of California says tens of millions of Americans are exposed to dangerous levels of pollution from trucks. And in her district, she says doctors stock up on extra children's inhalers because of the asthma caused by bad air.
These truck pollution standards were last updated 20 years ago. 20 years ago. That's the last time we updated the standards. How long do children need to wait? How long do children need to wait to get clean air? It's been 20 years. That's how long our communities have suffered without any help. This Republican resolution basically says, too bad. We want you to wait longer for clean air.
Republicans, for their part, are not only taking on an EPA pollution rule, they're going after bigger game. Democrats, the Biden administration, and climate activists. Randy Weber is a Republican from Texas.
Still, the climate activists and converts will continue pushing their radical Green Deal on Americans, invariably and inevitably damaging our economy and making us reliant on, guess who, China. The Biden administration should be ashamed of taking a page from California's radical playbook to ban gas powered vehicles. Over 200,000 Texans are heavy and tractor trailer truck drivers. Now, let me tell you, we don't want the federal government messing with our way of life and our livelihoods in Texas.
In the final vote, the resolution passed 221 to 203, mainly along party lines. It's already passed out of the Senate, where Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia gave Republicans a one-vote margin. But as several Democrats pointed out Tuesday, President Biden has already said he'll veto the measure. Still, Republicans sent their message. Democrats made their defense. And some progressives are continuing to push for yet more action, like Democrat Rashida Tlaib of Washington.
Our communities, Mr. Speaker, cannot afford to set back like this that are being proposed today. They cannot afford to continue to have their health, safety, and futures put at risk for corporate profits. They don't have another day, another year, another month to live like this. Mr. Biden, President Biden, will rightfully veto this ridiculous attempt to make our communities even more unhealthy and more dangerous. But I call on the EPA to go even further to make progress in cleaning up our air and water in order to give our residents a real opportunity for a better quality of life.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.